Missouri Net News is presented by the Springfield, Missouri Convention and Visitors Bureau. Discover why, if it's true to life, you'll find it in Springfield, Missouri. Plan your trip at springfieldmo.org.
State Senator Denny Hoskins says many state departments are using money saved from vacant jobs on other things. Hoskins, a Republican from West Central Missouri's Warrensburg, calls the tactic a slush fund.
It'd be almost like giving your managers a blank check and say, hey, you said you needed 200 employees in this department. You only hired 150 and you kept the funding for the other 50 that we were going to give you to hire those employees and used it for whatever you wanted to.
Hoskins, a Senate Appropriations Committee member, says the group has identified more than 1,000 state positions unfilled for 6 months to several years. He says some departments might contract out the unfilled jobs, but those positions need to be in a different part of the budget. The Missouri House is expected to vote tomorrow on Grain Belt-related legislation.
Frankfort GOP State Representative Jim Hansen has filed legislation which says no private entity has the power of eminent domain for the purposes of building above-ground merchant lines. Bill supports include the Missouri Farm Bureau. Bill supporters say less than 12% of the Grain Belt's electricity will be sold to Missouri consumers. Opponents include city officials in Rolla and Lebanon. Opponents of the bill say about 500 megawatts of power will be sold to Missouri municipal utilities under the project. Brian Houseworth, Missouri Net.
Missouri's House Minority Leader is optimistic lawmakers will approve Haley's law before the end of session. Springfield Democrat Crystal Quaid says Haley Owens's murder has had a big impact on Springfield.
I'm hopeful. Representative Trent has been working on this bill since he got here, actually, and I've always been a supporter of it. It's very important to our community.
10-year-old Haley Owens was kidnapped, raped, and murdered in Springfield in 2014. The House and Senate have approved similar but different versions of Haley's law, which would require Missouri's Amber Alert System Oversight Committee to meet annually. Missouri's first medical marijuana program is getting closer to getting underway. Ashley Byrd reports on the next step.
To create advisory committees to draft 10 sets of criteria questions to decide who can get marijuana facility licenses across the state. Because of the vote of the people in November, the Missouri Constitution requires 10 advisory committees. Program Director Lendell Fraker explains.
There's one agency expert along with two non-governmental employees that are on each committee. We just tried to get a good cross-section of Missourians that have great reputations and utmost character.
And the public can take part online before committees meet. Ashley Byrd, Missouri Net.
And the Missouri Conservation Commission has approved acquisition of more than 1,100 acres in southern Missouri's Shannon County as an addition to the Rocky Creek Conservation Area. The Conservation Department has not said how much it paid for the land. The land has frontage along the Jacks Fork River. This is news on Missouri Net.